Pritchard's last name is Moraga. Again, Moraga. Again, Moraga. First name is Mark. Date of a visit is February 13, 2025. Next verb for a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. Full stop. Patient tells me that it was in 2005. Patient was in Iraq. Full stop. A patient tells me that he was in Iraq between October of 2005 to March of 2006. First off, patient tells me that he was exposed to multiple mortar attacks. First off, there were many IED explosions. First off, there was many bomb explosions. First off, he tells me that he was within the blast radius. First off, he tells me that every time the bomb exploded, the comma he fell. He felt the explosion. First off, he felt the shock wave. However, denies any loss of consciousness. Denies any direct injury to him. Denies any direct injury to the head. First off, denies any falling down. Denies any fall down hitting the head. Did not injure the head. There's no loss of consciousness. Denies any hemiparesis. The next paragraph. Since the event, patient tells me that he's having memory deficit. He has chronic headache. Patient also has slurred speech. Patient tells me that his memory is not as sharp as previously. Next river. Currently, patient is a police officer. Patient tells me that he needs to write things down a lot. He needs to look things over many times. His memory is poor. He's not able to recall his task duty sometimes. He's not able to be as efficient as previously. A patient tells me that he's constantly need to looking over things to make sure he didn't do any errors.
Oscar, come back.
Next paragraph. Next verb. It is my opinion that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. The patient was in Iraq between October 2005 and March 2006. Patient tells me that he was exposed to many mortar attacks and IED explosions. However, patient tells me that none of these explosions caused him to have head injuries. He tells me that he never fell down. Never hit the head. Denies any loss of consciousness. Patient tells me that there's no injury to his head from these blast explosions. He tells me that these blast explosions were around him. However, the patient tells me that there's no trauma to the head. It is my opinion that the patient has not sustained traumatic brain injury. Next paragraph. Patient's last name is Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R. First name is Nicole, N-I-C-O-E-L-E. Their visit is February 21, 2025. Their birth is April 17, 1998. Referring physicians, Lorena Tan. Next paragraph. A pleasure to see Nicole today for initial evaluation for headache. And next word, history present illness. Chief complaint of headaches, head injury. Next word, history present illness. Patient tells me that 7 years ago, patient had a head injury. First off, a patient fell backward, she was piggy riding. First off, a patient tells me that she fell back and hit the head. Patient denies any hemiparesis. However, a patient tells me that on scanning, there was some bleeding in the skull, between the brain and the skull. There was some bleeding. A patient tells me that she had rhinoplasty and that start having the migraine headaches. A patient tells me that she has a migraine. It is causing her vertigo symptoms, dizziness symptoms, and headaches. She would have these headaches once a month to once in every three months. They are not severe. They are not frequent. They happen a lot in menstruation period. It does cause her nausea. It's very impressive. migraine headache disorder. First of all, patient had history of head injury from 7 years ago, kind of when she was piggy riding. First of all, she fell back and hit the skull. First of all, since the event, kind of patient would have these headaches, associated with the vertigo and dizziness during menstruation. First of all, I suspect the patient who has a menstrual-related migraine headaches, first up, she would have these once a month or once in every 3 months. First up, they are not frequent. First up, an extra the patient is now currently pregnant. First up, she tells me she's been pregnant for 3 months. First up, her delivery date is October 5, 2025. First up, given that she's pregnant right now, come on, I would not start her on any new medications. So first up, next recommendation, explain to the patient about diagnosis. Next we're explain to her that given that she's pregnant, so come on, I would not start her on any medication at this time. First up, also her headaches are not frequent. First up, they are once a month to once in every 3 months. First up, next paragraph, I recommend she can do Tylenol. She can take Tylenol as needed for the headaches. So first up, next recommend patient file with me after her delivery date, come October 5th. For 2025, first up, next paragraph, this is marks of gene adaptation. Next patient, last name is B-O-U-S-C-A-L, again, B-O-U-S-C-A-L, the first name is Heather, Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R, date of visit is February 21, 2025, date of birth is September 24, 1988, next paragraph, referring physician is Dr. Cortez, C-O-R-T-E-S, Michelle Cortez, C-O-R-T-E-S. Next birthday, Dr. Cortez. I have the pleasure to see Heather today for initial evaluation for sleep disturbance. Next birthday, Mr. President. Next birthday, chief complaint of snoring and sleep disturbance. Next birthday, Mr. President. New administration is a 36-year-old male, female. Female, common chief complaint for sleep disturbance and snoring. First up, patient tells me that she has loud snoring. First up, she also witnessed pauses of breathing during sleep, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. So first up, a patient tells me that she is 400 pounds. So first up, a patient feel tired of, she feel very tired during daytime. First up, next to paragraph impression, witness pauses of breathing during sleep, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. So first up, patient has witness pauses of breathing sleep. First up, patient is 400 pounds and she is 5'4". So first up, I suspect the patient has obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph recommendation, this marks a gene affectation.